237.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a couple of different folks. We're going to be chatting with Jim Kirby, who's the founder of a company called LA Prep. But beyond that, Jim's had a real fascinating life. He was a Hollywood stunt driver. He's also run in the infamous Cannonball Run, which was something that Brock Yates put together back in the 1970s as a kind of a rebellion against the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. But he is our scheduled guest in this hour of the broadcast. A little later on, we're going to play an interview I did a little while back with Matt Davis, who is the head of marketing for Fiat here in North America. And Matt's going to be telling us about some of the upcoming models. Fiat is a brand that is expanding. Interesting story. They got off to a rather sluggish start the first year, but last year their sales were up more than 125%. And because of that, at the Los Angeles Auto Show last November, they took the wraps off a four-door rendition of their diminutive vehicle, the 500. That's going to go on sale, I believe, a little later on this summer. It will be available both in two different distinct guises. The first one's going to be called the 500L. The second one is called the 500L Trekking Edition, an even more sporty-esque edition of the little 500. In addition to that, Fiat is also planning to come out with an electric vehicle. They're already selling them in California, and they're going to have an electric version of their smaller 500 available in other parts of the country in the not-too-distant future. Also, right now, rolling into dealerships is a convertible variant of their most sporty version of the new Fiat 500. It's called the Abarth Edition, and last year was a huge hit in coupe form, and now they've dropped the top on that one. So lots of things happening within Fiat, and we'll be talking to Matt Davis a little later on in this hour of the broadcast. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. It is Memorial Day weekend, so happy Memorial Day to everybody out there. And if you'd like to call in and share your plans with everybody here in North America, we would certainly love to hear from you. If you're doing anything in the car realm, we would love to hear from you. Perhaps you're taking your vehicle out of storage and getting it out on the road. Lots of folks in the winter states up here in New England, where I am based, as well as in the Midwest and other parts of the country, like where GCN, the network, is based in Minnesota. Lots of folks are taking those cars out of storage and putting them on the road. We're going to play some automotive trivia on today's show. I've got some prizes waiting for you from our good partners there at the Busted Knuckle Garage, Warren Tracy and his crew. They've got a very special prize lined up for you. And also, we're going to be giving out some free wash drops. Wash drops is the product that I've talked about quite a bit here on the show over the last couple of years. First found out about it at the SEMA show back in, to stop and think here, 2011. And they, since then, have really expanded. They're doing very well in other parts of the world, still having a little bit of traction problems here in the U.S., mainly because you can only buy it on Amazon.com. They're trying to get it in the big retailers, and no doubt they will, but that stuff takes a bit of time. But more importantly for you folks on the other side of the radio, if you would like some free samples of wash drops, All you have to do is shoot me an email with your name, address, and telephone number, because they tend to like to use either FedEx or UPS for track delivery. So you need a phone number. And just shoot it off to bob@boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Or if you forget that one, a very easy one, bob@autoworldradio.com. I'm not big into the social media. It's, of course, huge these days, but I'll remind you folks that if you are into the Facebook thing, I am on Facebook, both personally, Bob Long. I've also got a site for this show, Auto World Radio, and there's also a site for myself and some of my other radio endeavors. It's called Bob Long Radio, so would love to connect with you on any one of those three places, or perhaps all of them. And also, I have another one, actually. I just thought of that. I got a fourth one under Automotive Radio Network. You can connect with me there as well. And in addition to that, I never thought I would do it, but because of the pressures that folks in the media are under these days, with ever shrinking advertising budgets and lots of other things that are causing lots of folks to pay attention to the social media more than some of the traditional media, I am now on Twitter under Bob Long Media. So if you'd like to connect with me there, I would love to connect with you. Let's throw out a trivia question, as my ace producer Matt has told me that Jim Kirby is missing in action. So we may dial up our good friend Mark Evans, the repair expert, the car swami. I wasn't planning on having him on, and we may not be able to get a hold of him, but he is always a treat to have on board, and we have lots of fun. But let's throw out a trivia question, and let's see if we can give away some good stuff here from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Okay, this is a relatively easy question. The cover of both Newsweek and Time magazine on April 20th, 1964, featured a car. What car was that? Go back in time to April 20th of 1964, and it was such big news that Time magazine and Newsweek magazine back then, when these magazines were extraordinarily powerful and extraordinarily well-read, they both decided to put this particular brand-new car on the cover. So stop and think, what happened around 1964? The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Again, the trivia question is, which car was on the cover of both Newsweek and Time magazine back on April 20th of 1964? I could give you some hints here. I'll give you one. It was an American car. And it was very timely. The reason why they put that vehicle on the cover on their April 20th, 1964 issue. So dial in to us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. I'm a certified automotive radio geek here, as I've been doing nationally syndicated automotive radio for more than 20 years. This show that you're listening to right now actually debuted back in 1992, and we've been in this same exact time frame, the same hour that you're listening to right now, since 1995. So that's a long time I've been doing this show every Sunday. So it's been a pleasure, and I certainly have gone many places and seen many things that I never thought in a gazillion years I would see because of this show and because of all you great listeners, including Chris in Iowa, who has just dialed in, and we'll get to Chris after the break. I think we're going to kick Jim Kirby to the curb and see if we can dial up Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN.
Great Talk Radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
That's Brian Setzer from the Stray Cats fame in the 1980s. He has a lot of car songs. We're going to be injecting a whole slew of additional car songs. I have, my producer Matt is going to absolutely be shocked here, but I have probably close to 1,000 car songs or songs with references about cars or highways And we're going to slowly inject a lot of those. Also, a lot of comedy bits. I used to play a lot of comedy bits, and I've gotten away from that in the last few years. But we're going to re-inject that here into the broadcast just to spice it up a little bit more. We reached out for Mark Evans. Everybody's probably barbecuing or having some fun. I didn't expect to have Mark on in this hour, so it was an impromptu call. So it looks like it's going to be you and me in this hour, and then we've got the interview with the gentleman from Fiat. But that means we can give away lots of cool stuff and play some extended trivia, and I love to play automotive trivia. And our telephone number is 855-660-4261 or bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. And you can write me during the week. And don't be a stranger. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, used vehicle, and want to run a couple of different choices by me, over the last 20 years I've been very lucky to have press cars to evaluate. So if it's been built in the last 20 years, chances are I've driven it, and I can give you my take and also give you some advice on perhaps other models. The trivia question is, what car was on the cover of both Newsweek and Time magazine back when those magazines were huge? Now they're a shadow of themselves. On April 20th of 1964, it was an American car. Let's go to Newstalk 1540, one of my favorite stations. Matter of fact, my favorite radio station of all my radio stations are my favorites. I shouldn't say that, but certainly at the top of my list here, it's got to be all the great folks at KXEL, and listening on KXEL in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is Chris, who joins us here on the broadcast. Let's see if we can get Chris on the air from my end. Yes, looks like I got it. Hey there, Chris. Can you
hear
me?
How's it going?
Hey, good. I can't believe the high-tech stuff that I got here now installed actually worked. I was able to put you on air from Boston, so
that's
pretty cool. So what are you doing this Memorial Day weekend? Anything special?
Not really. We're going to be fixing dinner later. It's raining, so.
It's raining here in my neck of the woods in suburban Boston. It's raining in Minnesota, where Matt is the producer of Auto World, is stationed. So what are you planning on cooking? Make me hungry. I've had a bagel. That's the only food I've had all day.
Oh, we got pork chops and steaks and some hamburgers.
Oh, boy. I wish you could just fax them over to me or we something like that. That would be really cool. We have all this other technology. It would be great if we could send food remotely, but I hope you enjoy your dinner upcoming. But let me see if we can give away a prize here from the Bust a Knuckle Garage, and we're also going to throw in some wash drop samples, so we're going to need for Matt to get your telephone number as well. So what car was on the cover of both Newsweek and Time on April 20th of 1964?
Well, I'm thinking it's the Mustang.
Very good. It is 100% correct. The Mustang was unveiled at the New York Auto Show right around that time, and this was huge news. I mean, this vehicle sold hundreds of thousands in the first few days. People flocked to dealerships to see it. This was, long before so many things that we have today, the hundreds of cable channels and all the different choices of audio and all the different publications and newspapers and online stuff. And so this was a different era, but you're 100%
correct. I was 2 years old back then. That happened. But that's my birthday, as a matter of fact.
Wow. Are you a Mustang guy by any means?
I don't have one, but I'm a Ford person myself.
Good. Well, Ford is going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Mustang coming up next spring at the same place they introduced the first Mustang, the New York International Auto Show. They're going to be introducing an all-new 2015 Mustang.
Oh, that'll be something.
And it's going to be a little bit smaller than the current one, and it's going to have, I can tell you some inside scoop, it's going to have V6 engines. It's maybe have a turbo four-cylinder engine. It will have an eight-cylinder engine. I'm sure there'll be special editions. It will have independent rear suspension for the first time ever in a Mustang. And I've seen some spy photos of it. It looks very sleek, and that would make a nice present for you. What would be the
fun.
if you know, if money was no object, and very few of us have that lucky blessing, but what would be your dream new car? What would be your dream classic car? Would you stay in the Ford family? What would you get?
Yeah, I'd like on the old Shelby Cobras.
Oh, yeah. The original Shelby Cobras or the Shelby Mustangs? Which one would you get?
The original Shelby Cobra.
Carroll Shelby, I interviewed a bunch of times. He passed away, of course, last year, and he was a real hoot to interview. He swore like a trooper, and he really was very opinionated about a lot of stuff, but I always got along with him quite well. Many other folks did not get along with him so well. I have a soundbite somewhere with him saying a very nice thing about me, but I'll tell you that Carroll said to me once that he never in a million years ever thought that he referred to the Cobra as that little car that I built would be worth the kind of money that it is today. Nor did he ever expect the Shelby Mustangs to be worth the kind of money that they are today. So it goes to show you, you know, absolutely.
I can't even take a Mustang.
Yeah, that's right. Well, hang on, and Matt will get all your information. You're going to get a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and we'll also hook you up with some free wash drops. And when you get the wash drops, if you can give us a holler back and let you know what you think of them, those folks are looking for feedback, and it would be very much appreciated. And keep listening and supporting that great radio station that you're listening to right now, Newstalk 1540 KXEL. They've been with me for a bazillion years, and I so love all those guys there. They do a wonderful job, and thank you so much for being a part of this edition of Auto World. Chris, don't be a stranger. Call us again. And now let's continue in the trivia realm here. Let's see. Why don't we make it a more... All right. How about this one? When were seatbelts made mandatory? When were seatbelts made mandatory? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World Special Edition, Memorial Day Weekend Edition. Don't go away. I'm Bob Lawn.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. PrepareToEndure.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're giving away free stuff. How many times do you hear that in 2013? I don't know about you. I mean, people say the economy is turned around. Well, I miss that boat. It still hasn't quite turned around in my neck of the woods, in my personal household. The radio business is still a very tough one these days, so I always encourage all of you folks to support your local radio stations, all the ones that are broadcasting this show. You know, support their advertisers because, you know, that's the way the radio is able to bring you the shows for free. And also support, if you can, the radio advertisers on this show, because honestly, that's the way I make my money these days. At one time, I had a pretty high-paying job with Motor Trend, and I had a pretty high-paying job with another radio show I was doing, and, you know, those went away because of corporate numbskulls. So there it is. And so, you know, I've suffered a lot in the last few years. So anybody out there that's been unemployed, anybody that's out there that's struggling right now, you know, keep your chin up, just keep going, and you know, with God's help, we'll find something. We'll get out from under this stuff, is all I can say. So support your local radio station, support the advertisers on this program, even PR people. I had dinner the other night here in Boston with somebody from Edmunds.com, and PR is being hurt also by the social media, and she was saying to me that she's worrying that a lot of shows will go away, you know, a lot of automotive radio shows, TV shows, and you know, that's the way she gets paid, is to get her clients and her agenda on these radio shows. You know, when we have guests from Edmunds.com, they're always great guests, but of course they're promoting Edmunds. But if there aren't the radio shows and TV shows and publications out there to give this give PR a place to promote their stuff, you know, that's going to affect the PR industry big time. But enough of my pontifications here on Auto World. We're on Memorial Day weekend here in the midst of it, and we're having fun playing some extended trivia, giving away free stuff from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And the question is, when were seat belts made mandatory? All right, I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint here. Volvo was the first company to put seat belts in automobiles, and it kind of makes sense. When you think of Volvo, one of the things that you generally think about is it's a vehicle built with a lot of safety concerns. A lot of safety effort has been put into Volvos over the last 50 years, and it continues today. Even though Volvo is no longer owned by a Swedish firm, it is actually owned now by a Chinese firm. Ford owned it, and they sold it to a Chinese firm named Geely, and Geely has kind of taken a hands-off approach, so they've kept the operations in Sweden. The cars are still built in Sweden. The engineers and the high mucky mucks are still in Sweden, but the people paying the bills are in China. And I don't know. I don't know about that arrangement. I think eventually some of that Chinese stuff is going to find its way into Volvo, but that's just my prediction. But Volvo has always been on the forefront of safety, and they were the first ones to offer seatbelts. They offered them first before anybody else, and that happened in the 1950s. So I'm giving you some hints here, but that's not when the federal government made them mandatory. The U.S. government here said in a certain year, beginning in this year, all vehicles must have seatbelts. And if you remember, or if you've seen classic cars, they weren't the seatbelts that we have today. They were just lap belts. They weren't the harness belts, the over-the-shoulder with the lap belt, a two-point harness. Yeah, they were just the lap belt, and then eventually the two-point, and nowadays, of course, race cars and stuff use three-point harnesses. But what was the year that seatbelts were made mandatory? A cool prize awaits you if you're listening right now in Iowa on KXEL. We would love to hear from you. If you're listening in Decatur, Georgia, we would love to hear from you. We have a brand-new affiliate, so let me welcome them with open arms. In Florida. It's in Arcadia, Florida. It's WFLN AM 1480. You guys came on board a few weeks back. I'm sorry I didn't say hello right off the bat, but let me thank you so much for airing all the hours of this broadcast, and I want to thank you again for all the listeners who may be joining us for the very first time. If you're listening on 1480 AM WFLN in Arcadia, Florida, I have pondered moving to Florida in recent times. I still may move to Florida. My wife may have some different things to say about that, but I have pondered it many, many, many times of late. Howard Stern just bought a bazillion-dollar mansion in Florida. A lot of big-time radio hosts live in Florida. Rush Limbaugh lives in Florida. Sean Hannity lives in Florida. Michael Savage has a palatial $5 million house in Florida, in addition to houses in California. Who else is in Florida? Oh, I won't plug a lot of other show hosts on other networks, but there's a lot in Florida. Maybe yours truly could be broadcasting from Florida someday. We shall see. God only knows. As Tom Petty said in a song many years ago, into the great wide open. Now, that's where I am right now. Into the great wide open. I don't know where I'm going to be. I've lived here in New England my whole life. I hope to stay here in New England, but only God knows where the future lies. But I can tell you one thing where I lie for the remainder of this hour and remainder of the remaining hours of this broadcast on many of these great radio stations. I'm going to be right here with you on this Memorial Day weekend. We're getting a bunch of people emailing me up at bob@oblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. When were seatbelts made mandatory? You folks actually listen to my hint here. Because Volvo made them available in the middle to late 50s. So it was indeed in the decade of the 1960s. No, it was not 1961. Good guess there. I won't tell who that person was that emailed me up. We also got a guess, 1968, no. 1969, no. 1967, no. It was in the 1960s. That's when the federal government made them mandatory. There's a prize awaiting you. It's a dual prize because you're not only going to get the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, you're also going to get the prize, the sample pack from Wash Drops, all by dialing us up here at our toll-free line. And it's available to you. We've got, how many lines have we got cooking right now? Six lines wide open for you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. And I must check that because lately I'm getting more and more people writing me in those means rather than calling into the show. So we've got some people calling in right now, but we'll keep this trivia question out, and I'm hoping we can throw out an additional trivia question as well before we play the interview I did just a little while back with the gentleman from Fiat. So when were seatbelts made mandatory? And do you currently use seatbelts? This is very interesting. This is a whole study in itself. There's an insurance institute that does surveys on when the seatbelts are being used and where, and we'll talk about that a little later on. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Now we're going to shine the spotlight on Fiat with the head of Fiat product marketing for the Fiat brand here in North America. It's my pleasure to welcome Matt Davis. Matt, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be on the show.
It's been a busy time for Fiat in recent auto show dumb. Let's put it that way. Los Angeles, you guys rolled out a whole slew of stuff. Detroit saw some additional stuff. And here in New York, you've done it again. You've got a brand new offering in the lineup. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, we have the Fiat 500 Abarth Cabrio that we launched in L.A. Now we have the Fiat 500L Trekking and the Fiat 500 Cativa, which is a variation of the 500 that we'll roll out later on this year. But they're all various personalities of the Fiat brand, appealing to just a little bit different customer, allowing people that are really, really interested in a brand and just want something a little bit different than it's currently in the market to have a shot at something like that.
The success story of Fiat here in North America is remarkable. I know you guys kind of rolled out to a little bit of a sluggish start, but then in 2012, things just went through the roof. What were the total sales figures 2012 over the previous year?
You know, we were up 121% year over year. We sold almost 45,000 cars with basically just two models, the hatch and the Cabrio, and it pretty much was on the tails of some very good awareness campaigns that we had. We had some good, successful advertising that really drove our awareness up from about 8% at the end of 2011 to almost 50% at the end of 2012. So what we're finding is a lot of people that are finding the brand are just excited because, you know, everyone needs a car to get them from A to B, but when it actually puts a smile on your face and makes you enjoy driving again, I think people miss that about some of the cars on the road today.
It is true, and there's no question all Fiats are smile makers. I remember last summer I had a Fiat Gucci edition, and my wife loved being in that vehicle and having a chance to show it off to lots of folks. And the Abarth is certainly a tremendous performance vehicle. And for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Abarth brand, this is a real heavy-duty sporting variant of the Fiat 500.
Yeah, you look at the base. base Model 500. It comes with 101 horsepower multi-air, and then you take it to the Abarth, which is 160 horsepower and 170 foot-pounds of torque. It's a 60% improvement in horsepower and a 70% improvement in torque. And what you really do is you tighten up the car, add a different suspension and a complete performance attitude, and really you can have a car that you can drive to and from work and then take it to a track that weekend, enjoy it, and then drive it home. It's a great addition to the lineup, and it really plays to the roots of Carl Abarth and the track-ready performance that he delivered to the Fiat brand.
One of the things that's so cool about Fiat is the way you can customize it. You can do so many different variations, whether it's color or interior treatments, even accessories that you can get. This is like the ultimate fashion statement in a way for lots of people who really want to drive something very unique and very much kind of an offshoot of their own personality.
And you know what? We did a lot of research on the car as we've continued to bring it to market, just to make sure we're in tune with what the customers want. And that's what they say. They like the uniqueness of the car. They like when they see other Fiats on the road, but they don't like when they see other Fiats just like theirs on the road. So it's giving them the opportunity to customize it, offer different things. For instance, on the 500L that we have, we'll have three different roofs you can choose: a black roof, a white roof, or a body color roof. Again, just one more element that differentiates you from some that might like the same car as you, but just wants a different spin on things.
Matt, give us a little time frame here on how these vehicles are going to roll out. When will the 500L be available, and when will some of the other variants be available?
So right now, the 500 Abarth Cabrio is in production, just now arriving at the studio. So you have the same track-ready performance vehicle as the Abarth, but just topless. Mm-hmm. And then you have the 500E, which is our fully electric vehicle that we're going to start in phase one in California, and that is actually in production right now, and we should start seeing those sometime in the middle of April. So after all the containment releases, we'll start in California, and then we'll see where we go from there based on demand. And then we have the 500L that has two different distinct variations. You have a 500L, which has like the pop and lounge similar to the 500 today.
Right.
And then we'll have a sportier, more athletic version called the Trekking model, which is actually on display here. And it's more like rugged or athletic looking than the 500L lounge. So it gives you a little bit more personality or differentiated personality depending on what your lifestyle and your wants are.
Tell us a little bit about the average buyer of a Fiat brand product here in North America. I would imagine you're probably attracting a lot of young buyers. I noticed when I was driving mine that women of all ages, I mean, whether they were 14, whether they were 30, whether they were 60, whether they were 90, they were all very much interested in that car.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about the North American market is every brand manager wants to say, I don't want to pinpoint who my customer is, you know.
Yeah.
But every brand has to, except for Fiat. I think the uniqueness about our brand is that we really are pulling in such a unique demographic. If it probably surprised you to tell you that almost 55% of my customers are male.
Sure.
It is a group that I have almost half of my customers in Gen X and Millennials.
Mm-hmm.
I have the other half in Boomers.
Mm-hmm.
My average household income was up near $100,000.
Wow.
And I have just as many people making 60 as well over 120. So
yeah.
I get the customer that wants that fun, unique car, that Millennial that maybe her first or his first purchase.
Yeah.
And then I have guys coming in buying the Gucci's on their black card. So it's just a very, very diverse showroom atmosphere when you have that wide range of customers there.
And just to pick up on something you said a little bit earlier, the Fiat studios, these are not dealerships, they're studios. So that's a little bit more insight into the way that you're marketing the brand.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that everyone's always told us about car buying is it's a very apprehensive process.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that we'd like to do is really take and educate and keep people engaged in the brand and what it stands for and the fun-to-drive element and why it's such a unique car in the marketplace. And once you get through that, then the rest, once you decide you want it, then you can, you know, put the paperwork together and try to get it over the curb. But really, our customers are coming in droves and spending time in the dealership, and what we're seeing is that they're not impulse buys. They come in, they take their time, they want to get to know the brand, and once they do buy the brand, they're really true advocates out there. You have people all the time that tell us how many people stop them or ask them for information about the brand because they're so positive about their experience and what that car means to them.
Matt, I really want to thank you you very much for making time out of your very busy schedule. I know you got to catch a flight. It's great to get an update on the latest from Fiat. Everybody in the tri-state area, come on down to the public days of the New York Auto Show. And Matt, we look forward to getting you back on the radio down the road sometime real soon.
I appreciate all the time. Good talking to you.
We're back here on Auto World Live, and that was indeed recorded at the New York International Auto Show. Great guy from Fiat. Let's play trivia. Let's give away some stuff here. What was the year that seatbelts were made mandatory? Let's go first to John, listening on KXEL in Iowa. John, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you very much for being here. Matt, looks like you'll have to punch that one up from that end. And we'll see if John is the lucky winner here. We're giving away not only prizes from the Busted Knuckle Garage, but we are also giving away some very cool samples from the folks at Wash Drops. Are you with us?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Well, terrific. Let's see if we can solve this riddle here. What year were seatbelts made mandatory here in the United States of America?
1966.
Oh, what a great guess indeed. 1966, but unfortunately, you gave it a great shot there, but it is not the proper year. Before we say goodbye to you for today, what's your price, no object, dream new car and dream classic car?
Oh, my dream classic car would be 69 Hemi Daytona.
Cool.
And I guess I'm a Mopar fan, so let's go for a new Viper.
Hey, that's fantastic. Well, terrific. Well, don't be a stranger. Please call us again. Let's go back also to the phone lines. And, Matt, my connection to you has gone south, so let's go to the next caller also joining us in Iowa at KXEL Land at 855-660-4261. Oh, it looks like we dropped that person. Maybe they were on a cell phone. So call us back. We got a few more moments, and I'm going to give away the answer to this one here before the hour if we do not have an answer. What year were seatbelts made mandatory? It was in the 1960s. Let me check my email one more time. Make sure no one has popped in here at the last moment. No, unfortunately, no one has. The year seatbelts were made mandatory, 1963. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It
improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.